Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, yes, we pray and thank thee that thou art our God. We thank thee that through the word that we may know thee, that the Lord Jesus Christ did come to show us the Father, to save sinners, to show us that we can keep the laws of God. So we pray, Father, this day that we will truly praise thy holy name in all respect in thee alone. We pray that thou will be with each one of us, especially with me. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Yes, who is alone? Alone is worthy of praise. And what does praise do for us? We're going to look at the last five chapters of the book of Psalms, called the Hallelujah Psalms, and that's why we sang the song number 25, the Psalms of Praise. We know that these psalms are words and songs that set forth the glory of our God, and the goodness of God, the goodness to his chosen people, and the blessings to this earth. We know that God is real, that God is love, and he is due our respect and praise. What is it? What does it mean? We know that praise is an act of adoration. It also means to boast. Praise is hallelujah. Praise is thankfulness. The Hebrew word yada talks about in public worship, the praise of Yahweh's mighty acts of salvation directed in the name of the Lord. Praise can even be a confession of sin, articulated as a confession of faith or praise and thanksgiving. Also to honor, applaud, to worship. Is it wrong to praise man or things? What about God? What is there to praise about God? And who is to praise God? We will find out that not only living things, but all created things include the sun and the moon that are to bless the Lord. So we know that there, as we read these psalms and see that, but to see about man, in Fourth Testimonies, page 223, the love of praise has corrupted many hearts. It is wicked pride that delights in the vanity of one's own work, that boasts of one's excellent qualities, seeking to make others seem inferior in order to exalt self. And I don't know, I think that's what's happening in the primaries with these, all the negative words that they have toward one another. Dig up all the dirt that they can find on each one to be able to present it, to make themselves look better. Christology Lessons, page 161. We need to shun everything that would encourage pride and self-sufficiency. Therefore, we should beware of giving or receiving flattery or praise. Third Testimonies, page 474. Praise should not be given or expected, for this will have a tendency to foster self-confidence rather than to increase humility, to corrupt rather than to purify. What about praising God? Second Testimony, 288. Ellen White says that we are under obligation to our Heavenly Father to praise and glorify his holy name upon the earth. Christology Lessons, page 299. To praise God in fullness and sincerity of heart is as much a duty as is prayer. Evangelism, page 149. He desires us to be reminded by them of the time when the Eden home of Adam and Eve shall be restored and the earth shall be filled with the praise of the Lord. Desire of Ages, page 347. God desires that our praise shall send to him, marked by our own individuality. And then we know that the Psalms ends in almost breathless praise. And it dominates the final five chapters in the book, Psalms. Leading up to them, Psalm 144 lifts up the God of victory and prosperity. Psalm 145 is a flood of praise to the majesty and generation of God the King. Psalms 146, and we'll look at that, the first two verses there. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Here it exalts the Lord, who is our help in every need. Psalm 147 offers praises in a vivid picture of the complete God who calls each star by name and provides for the young ravens when they call. Let's look at some of these verses in 147. As we see, these five chapters starts with praise the Lord and ends with praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcast of Israel. He healeth the broken heart and bindeth up their wounds. He's done that for me many times. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. This understanding is infinite, his understanding. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp and unto our God, who covereth the heavens with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. God is the supplier and sustainer of all things and of humanity. So we know that we need to praise our holy God. And Psalms 148, 149, and 150. And 150 is a theme song for the Hope Sabbath School for this quarter. Are there great invitations to praise God that urges the reader to be a participant? And we are to be a participant in praising our God. This is truly the point of the whole book, to be a part of it and to praise our holy God. Page one, or Psalm 148 starts with the heavens, goes to the earth, and to finally humanity, to man. And we'll look at 148, Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. There are the sun and the moon, the stars. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commandeth, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons in all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all his hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beast and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all the people, princes and all the judges of the earth. Both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. So here it is, we see in all this praise, the sun, the moon, and the stars, rodents, birds, fruit trees, cattle, mountains, and so forth. Creation in the fullness that echoes praise, and we should be echoing that praise also. And then you can read the verses 11 through 14 when you get home to see that. But as we look at that and see it, join with the stormy winds that do his bidding. Join with the heavenly host, all you young men and maidens and old men and children. Praise the God who thunders out his graces on and on like an inexhaustible waterfall. Stephen Mosley tells in the book A Language for the Heart about a French aviator in the 1920s who flew mail across the Sahara Desert. He wanted to talk to three Muslim chieftains that returning from a trip of their life. They had been flown to France for a visit. And we need to know that the nomads had lived all their lives in the desert. All they saw was sand and scrub all their lives. And the aviator wondered what it was for them to be able to go to Paris, see the Eiffel Tower, see the Palace of Versailles. And as he talked to them, they said that most of these things did not impress them. Oh, it was good to look at these things. But then there was a trip to the French Alps that was the one. The guide had taken them to a tremendous waterfall that braided columns of water that thundered over the rocks. They tasted it. And it was sweet. And as I said, we need to remember that they all have only saw sand and scrub. The water, which to them was a weight in gold. They would have to go for days in search of water to reach a place where they had to dig deep to get just a few cups of muddy water. The men stood there transfixed upon that waterfall. And after a time, the guy wanted to take them to the next scenic spot, but they wouldn't budge. Here God was manifesting himself, and they didn't want to turn their backs on it. The guy said that that was all there was to see. But they insisted on waiting. Waiting for what? They said the end. They were waiting for the flowing of the water to stop. It was inconceivable that the torrent of liquid would just flow on and on. They also wondered why Allah could possibly pour such infallible liquid on infidels. So we know that it must have been memorizing to them. Then the guide delivered the final blow. He told them that it had been flowing for thousands of years. With the 150 Psalms of Scripture, we can see the psalmist are in fact staring at a waterfall rushing from the great rock of Israel. We look to the wilderness and see the water coming from the rock in the wilderness. Page 149 comes in with the reframe. We'll look at that, and we'll see that, read through that too also. 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song in his praise in the congregation of saints. Sometimes I wish that maybe, I'm not a singer, but wish that we had some of the songs, some of these chapters and verses in the song that they sang way back then. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in joy. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with feathers of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. So we know that we have to praise God. Praise is due unto God for his mighty acts, for who he is, what he has done for mankind, the love that he has for us, that he was willing to allow his son to become flesh and to die for each and every one of us, to suffer as he did. We know that we cannot understand the suffering that Christ went through just for one soul. So we know that we can sing joy all times, no matter what, whether we have out this morning there to sing songs of praise unto our God. And then Psalm 150 provides us with a symphony of praise to the God of surprising greatness. Praise is good for us. It should be an essential part of healthy living. The Psalms, we can see cries for help, cries of anguish, cries of vengeance, prayers from humble hearts. 69 of the Psalms express nothing but praise and devotion. Praise to our God should be the reason for our living. To be able to praise God in all things, no matter what is happening in each one of our lives. We know that praise needs to be up close and personal. Not just about God's accessories, the blessings that he gives us, what happens to us, but about him, period. It's been said that what we praise in other people is a sure indication of our own character. But it may be even more true that in the spirit, praise to God creates character. To praise our God, to create our character that we can have in Jesus Christ. All languages of the heart are expressed in the Psalms. The expression of despair and hope, of pleading and wonder, of joy and remembering flows into praise. But praise is about God himself. The ways that he is powerful, that he is holy, and he is merciful. To make our praise more effective, we need to remember the acts of God in ourselves that we have witnessed. Thinking God's aid and blessing in our hearts intensifies our adoration for the Lord. Praise is a language that looks directly at the Lord of the universe. And as we have read here, it is. Created all things. Created humanity. Gave us the Lord Jesus Christ. So we know that we have nothing but praise to give to our God. To give of ourselves to our Lord Jesus Christ, to our God, that one day soon we will be able to see face to face. What a glory that's going to be to see that. So I just pray that each one of us can grow in praising God for no matter what happens in our lives, sickness, death, loss of a job, whatever comes out our way that the devil has thrown at us. We can praise our God. Joyce can praise her God for not being hurt in that accident she had this morning. And I pray that as we leave here today, that none of us ends up in an accident either. Yes, our gracious Heavenly Father, praise that is only due unto thee. We pray that we will grow in stature, grow into the image of our living God. That will we truly be your representatives here upon this earth in giving the gospel message of Christ and him crucified, knowing that the kingdom is at hand. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Christ's precious name, amen.